The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Thursday, 12th day of March, 2020. When's the Ides of March? Is it 15th? 21st? At any rate, 15th. All right. That is a couple of days away. By the way, a little bird is telling me, watch out for March 17th. Reason being, Trump is going to put on his boxing gloves and he's going to have a Fed meeting. I am being told that favorable things will come out of that meeting. Now, if you're not aware, and I don't know how you couldn't be, what was the stock market? Hit 21,000 a day, down 2,300 and some odd points. Remember what I said the other day, that this is a stock market reset. This had to happen anyhow. They're using the coronavirus as the excuse for the reset. If this would have happened outside this perceived emergency, it would have been Panicville, without a doubt. But since, trade and manufacturing and consumers and supply chains and everything is just being interrupted, nobody is really worrying about the solvency of the banks. And they will remain solvent if they can blow off this excess phony asset stuff that they think that they own. Well, they know they don't own it. The majority of the American, the stock market is $30,000, times are good. Yeah, you should know a little bit about history and when those stock bubbles burst. There's not a whole lot of anything. And what I'm about ready to say to you, I have never told anybody this for all the years that I've been on air. And here's the deal. Stock market is going to, it's only got, 5,000 points to go to hit 15, roughly. And as I said on the program, look for that stock market to bottom out around 13,000. Now, because of the aforementioned, nobody is pinning this on the banks and in the haze here, in the midst of war, the economic war against you, this is being written off as coronavirus, and don't worry, people on Wall Street are not panicking. Mike, are you aware they're going to shut down the trading floor tomorrow because of the coronavirus? Oh, how timely for the stock market. What the deal here is, my prediction on this, and you know me, folks, I don't make a whole lot of predictions, but we're going to see the market reset at about 13,000 on the Dow Jones Industrial. And when that happens, if you've got any money, you guys out there watching the gold and silver, wait a minute. We're in a bear market right now, and where's the gold and silver prices? Oh, they're continuing to go down. Wow. How is that possible? You know, folks, that was real money. That's what the banks are out there still buying up by the truckload right now. Gold. They manipulate the market. They keep the prices low, find an excuse to drive it even further down. They're collecting the real assets out there using the funny money that they gave us. Wow. What a con job. But take heart here, folks. Because as we have said before, on gold and silver, it is going to go up. There's no doubt about that. But in a manipulated, very closely manipulated market, you might have bought some gold and silver last year going, okay, I'm all set. Next year, the gold and silver, it'll keep going up. And then you see it keep going down. No wonder people aren't buying any gold and silver. And I can't say that I blame you, save for the fact that, well, we've laid this out pretty clearly. That is an asset. That is an insurance policy. That's all the gold and silver is. It's an insurance policy. Because you know what? It's not going to lose its value. Even though they've been manipulating it, and then you have these little peaks and valleys and little peaks and valleys, and it's up and it's down, and people just don't know where to go with their money. Well, the smart people out there have been buying gold and silver ever since I've been on the air. They were buying silver at $1.50 an ounce, gold at a couple of hundred bucks. Gee, do you think they made their money back? Yeah, even due to inflation, I'm sorry, further devaluation of the dollar, they still came out ahead. Their insurance policy, their premium didn't increase because they already bought it at a low price. They're just hanging on to it. Some people have sold off. When they bought it at 200 and hit 1,000, 1,100, 1,200 bucks, they're selling it. Okay, well, I get that. But you sold too soon. You should have just bought it and buried it and forgot about it. Well, not entirely, because one of these days you'd want to dig it back up, but you know what I mean. But what I'm about to tell you, I have never spoken these words on air in my entire career. When this stock market does bottom out, and I'm projecting at about 13,000, can't believe I'm ready to say this. It's time to buy stocks. And you know, this is going to be a carnival atmosphere. It really is. Speaking of carnivals, remember going to the carny games and, you know, those balloons that they post and on the board, and you pop so many balloons, you get this prize? Well, they always made sure that the balloons weren't really tight up against the board and the wind would blow and they'd be all over the place. But folks, this is a tightly packed board and the balloons ain't moving. You're going to throw a dart at that board and it ain't going to matter what color that balloon is. You're going to be hitting something. Well, that's what the stock market is going to be. And it's not going to matter, really. Let me put the disclaimer in here. You got to be careful because there's some stocks out there that won't do as well. But in general, across the board, when this market bottoms out and these stocks start going back up, you're going to be able to double, triple, quadruple. What's after quadruple, Mike? Quintuple? What's after quintuple? Sextuple? I don't know. Sounds right to me. Okay. At any rate, you get the point. You're going to be able to make money real, real fast. Now, I've never said this on air before, as I've said before. And I want to make this clear. I have not become a Wall Street junkie. I am not a stockbroker. But I'm telling you that this is the reset that they've been wanting to get this overvalued stuff out of there. And so far, the plan has been working pretty good under the guise of, oh, this pandemic. It's going to kill the world. Well, no, it ain't. Let me ask you something, folks. I mean, seriously. Do you feel threatened right now? Mike, do you feel threatened? I don't either. I'm just sitting here and I'm watching the tiny car pull up in the center ring, and I'm watching 20 clowns get out of it. It's a hell of a clown show. I mean, it's a hell of a clown show. But that's all it is. It's a show. Well, the bazooka has been fired. Fed unleashes $1.5 trillion bailout. They're expanding. They're not calling it a QE. And they're not saying they're going to expand it to the QE5. No. This is just a bailout. And I've been told, and I don't believe this, Tom, if you're listening to the show, I don't believe you. Supposedly, this $1.5 trillion they're going to use to bail out is going to be interest-free. I don't know about that. These people are built on interest. Their interest is charging you the interest. Find that interesting? If you don't know the Fed and you don't know the funny money system, well then, I'm sorry for you. Well, after the increases in its repo facility twice already this week, from $100 billion to $150 billion to $175 billion a day, and adding a new one-month term repo facility, the New York Fed just stunned the market and fired its biggest bazooka since Lehman. By the way, folks, not coincidentally, just moments before today's 30-year Treasury auction, as a failed auction would mean, by announcing a total of $1 trillion in three-month repos over the next 2 days, $500 billion today, $500 billion tomorrow, and an additional $500 billion in 1 month. These repos offered weekly, which means up to $3 trillion in cumulative repos, if fully allotted, may be online by the end of this month. But wait. There's more, because the Fed also finally threw in the towel on the semantic BS it was pulling since September of 2019 by pretending that the QE is not QE when it was officially expanded, not QE to QE4 to QE5, when it announced it would start purchasing coupon treasuries as part of its operations, which, as a reminder, was the official triggering transforming not QE into qualitative easing. Now, all right, confused? Well, don't be. For some context of how that compares to what they've been doing, assuming full allotment of the $500 billion in the repos, this is the full statement by the New York Fed. The open market trading desk at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York has released a new monthly schedule of Treasury securities operations and has updated the current monthly schedule of repurchase agreement, that's the repo operations, pursuant to instruction from the chair in consultation with the FOMC. Adjustments have been made to these schedules to address temporary disruptions in Treasury financing markets. The Treasury securities operation schedule includes a change in the maturity composition of the purchases to support functioning in the market for U.S. Treasury securities. Now, term repo operations in large size have been added to enhance functioning of secured U.S. dollar funding market. It continues, as a part of the $60 billion reserve management purchases for the monthly period beginning March 13th and continuing through April 13th, the desk will conduct purchases across a range of maturities to roughly match the maturity composition of Treasury securities outstanding. Specifically, the desk plans to distribute reserve management purchases across 11 sectors, including nominal coupons, bills, Treasury inflation-protected securities, and floating-rate notes. The distribution of purchases across the sectors will be the same distribution as the desk uses to reinvest principal payments from the Federal Reserve's holding of agency debt and agency MBS in Treasury securities. That is mortgage-backed securities, folks, MBSs. The first such purchases will begin tomorrow, March 13th. Today, March 12, 2020, the desk will offer $500 billion in three-month repo operations at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time that will settle on March 13, 2020. By the way, when the Fed did that, guess what the stock market did? It went down even further. Tomorrow, the desk will further offer $500 billion in three-month repo operation and $500 billion in another 30-day repo operation for the same-day settlement. 3-month and 1-month repo operations for $500 billion will be offered on a weekly basis for the remainder of the monthly schedule. The desk will continue to offer at least $175 billion in daily overnight repo operations and at least $45 billion in 2-week term repo operations twice per week over this period. And summarizing, these changes are being made to address highly unusual disruptions in Treasury financing markets associated with what? Wait for it! The coronavirus outbreak. Reserve management purchases into the second quarter will continue to be conducted with this maturity allocation. The terms of the operations will be adjusted as needed to foster smooth Treasury market functioning in efficient, effective policy implementation. Don't you feel so much better? I am the great Federal Reserve. Toto, get the hell away from that curtain. Now, finally, for those looking forward to the official return of QE, that is the monetization of the coupons in addition to bills, there's actually a monetization schedule that is posted on our site. I'm not going to go over it because it's the entries are too numerous, but take a look for yourself. So, some parting thoughts about this historic announcement. You know, this is what they've been saying about the stock market. In a controlled crash here. Yeah, this is historic. The market's never lost 2,300 points in one day. I don't know. Did they go back to that Black Tuesday of 1929? At any rate, this was by far the biggest bazooka the Fed has ever fired since the financial crisis. And here's not such the good news. It may not be enough. In fact, stocks are still deep in the red, which means one of two things. The Fed's credibility is now shattered, or the market expects a fiscal bailout, or combination of both. Now, until and unless the market gets what it needs, the Fed is now the sideshow, and in fact, if this bazooka fails, Powell may consider submitting his resignation this week. Well, wait till Trumpy Dump gets a hold of him on the 17th. And I'm telling you, folks, the people that I trust their judgment the most, I am whispering these words to them, and I'm getting quiet whispers back. You may be right, John. You may be right, John. Right about what, John? That Fed is going to be the target of Trump in his second term. Glory, hallelujah, pass the ammunition. I hope that I am right on that one. Man, you know, have you ever, you folks, that you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be older to remember stuff. You didn't necessarily have to live through it to know what has happened in history. You know, a lot of people don't consider history to be that important. Oh, that happened to a bunch of old dead people a long time ago. Yeah, I can just hear it. Really? Really? There are there are advantages in looking into history past. And the advantage to that is to look at the stupid things that people have done and try not to repeat those. But if you don't know the history, guess what you end up doing? Repeating the same old stupid mistakes and falling for the same BS. That's what happens. Well, Gold, Goats, and Guns, Tom Lugano. I like this. Gold, Goats, and Guns. He says, back in August, I penned a post called "The Battle of the Flations Has Begun." Here's another aspect that they're not really ready to talk about, but they're still spreading the panic out there. Oh my God, the coronavirus is going to kill millions of us, and we need to shut down and hover and spot. We'll be back. Is that professional, by the way, when I do that?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
By the way, I'm not going to get into this until it gets to be bigger than what it is, but large-scale U.S. airstrikes underway against Iran, backed by militias in Iraq. God. You know, you just need to cease and desist and bring the boys home. Stop this crap. Just stop it. And, of course, Israel there is trying to suck America into an Iranian war that could lead to, you know, World War whatever. The same old stuff by the same old sick guys that are part of the military-industrial complex. I mean, just it. When you put it in terms like that, it just seems like, oh, they're supporting something that puts food on their table, right? No, this is the mechanism, unchecked, that murders millions. Yeah, thank you for your service. You know, I heard the the guy that keeps blowing himself up here in Austin. I was on the road this past weekend, and I happened to dial into that show for a few minutes, and some guy called in from Georgia, and he was a firefighter in a city of 50 or 60,000, I forget which. And what did he say? Oh, thank you for your service. What? If you're going to adopt neocon crap, what? Thank you for your service? What? He's a fireman. In a city of 60,000 people, thank you for your service? What? You know, why don't you just go full-blown neocon and get it over with, okay? You know you want to. Go ahead. The repentant one comes back, and he'll be bigger than ever because you'll be firmly in their camp this time. You might as well do it. You might as well. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to get off on that jag. It just did. Back in August, the man says, I penned a post called The Battle of the Flatians Has Begun. When an historic 2,000-point drop in a Dow Jones Industrial on Monday, in response to Saudi Arabia and Russia declaring an oil price war on, well, everyone, it's clear that one of the two flations, deflation, has won out. Now, let me stop and digress here, because if you read the neocon stuff and the people that are supposedly in the position to have websites and talk show hosts, and you know, they're in the know. Yeah, they're in the know, are they? Are they really? What are they pushing on you? And what were they saying? They didn't mention anything about the pissing match between Saudi Arabia and Russia. No. They tried to pin it elsewhere. That's why oil is sitting at 30, I think it was 30, closed at $31 today. And I've seen figures thrown around that oil's got to be at 54 to break even. Now, I don't exactly know how they come up with that formula, folks, but the point of this is what they're not reporting is the real reason the price has gone down. Saudi Arabia just broke and said, nah, we're going to do what we want to do. They told Russia to kiss off and walked out. Well, here's the result of it. In retrospect, the timing out of the post was pretty good, because just a few weeks later, the repo market seized up, the SOFR zoomed to an all-time high of more than 10%, and the Fed was awoken from its slumber to begin intervening to keep markets from collapsing. It initiated a reflation trade based on the hope that the Fed, just being there, was all that was needed to restore confidence in global markets. In that post, he says, I made the point that the choice between inflation and deflation is a non-choice. They're two sides of the same coin. The question is only who benefits from which side. Now, those in power always choose inflation because, in their minds, it's less upsetting to the social order than deflation. And then their power rests on maintaining the current social order, doesn't it? Well, deflation benefits savers and, frankly, normal people who don't have access to new money at the lowest available prices, those set by the Fed's discount window. It gives them back the power stolen from them through inflation. Now, the media helps this narrative limp along, bamboozling all of us with this poorly conceived first-order analysis of why we want inflation while refusing to admit that they're all recipients of the government-slash-central-bank largesse through advertising fees paid with a portion of this fake capital. They inflate to maintain their power and the illusion of control over the forces of economic law. But more importantly, they inflate because they can. Simple as that. And worse than that, they do so by conjuring this new money out of thin air by selling debt against our labor. It is, frankly, ladies and gentlemen, beyond criminal. You know, this reminded me, I just had a conversation. I think I just signed up a new advertiser. Holy mackerel, let's bronze these people. An advertiser on this network? Saying ain't so. At any rate, they got a couple different businesses, and I was explaining what had happened to the markets back in 08. And I'll tell you, being a business person, this woman and her husband, their partners in their businesses, I should say, she paid very close attention. And I explained to her about the debt. And when I told her what the mortgage-backed securities and all the debt that they floated off of that, her eyeballs almost fell out of her skull. And I said, that's what they never told you. That's why nobody was pressured into bringing anybody into court, charging them, and then putting them in prison. It's all one great big scam. Nothing to see here, folks. Just move along.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If I got time, I'll cover this story in today's program. Evidently, a lawsuit was filed against the state of California. And why? For temporarily embezzling estimated tax payments and then turning around and assessing people penalties for paying late. Does that tell you California's getting, a little bit desperate? At any rate, back to this story about those on the left endlessly crying about evil corporations miss the point that it's the government itself which creates this dynamic. I'm talking about this inflation, deflation stuff, spending far beyond its means. Yeah. Folks, did you hear of anybody suggesting cuts in government, in the bureaucracy? Absolutely not. That's not in their lexicon, is it? The biggest bureaucracy on the face of this planet, and rather than saving money and saving possibly our future, they're willing to put us in more and more burgeoning debt that is literally cutting our throats. Thank you very much. We're from the government, and we're here to help. Stop helping me. Stop. Now, the left, endlessly crying about the evil corporations. They miss the point. The government creates this dynamic, spending far beyond its means, wrestling control of the government and sticking it to the man. And this is what Bernie supporters want Bernie to do. And that isn't a solution. Bernie is going to be taxing you at 90%, just like the rest of the Democrats, but they're embarrassed because Bernie's the only one saying it, and he's proclaiming himself to be a socialist. Well, they all are. They just don't want it in those terms, folks. They're there to help you and to help the children. Oh, and we love you so much. Oh, then why do you keep screwing me to death if you love me so much? That's one of those rhetorical questions. They miss the fundamental dynamic of debt-based money. Here's the key. It's a tax against your future and your future labor. We are all debt serfs in this world where the money in your pocket is a liability owed to somebody else. It ain't yours. Your sweat equity. You're digging your little fingers in the soil doing your job out there, trying to get by. And when you work for the pittance and you get it, it really ain't yours anyhow. That liability is owed to somebody else. That's not community. That's usury, folks. And the great game of our global financial system is that those who are closest to power borrow at the best rates, sell that money to us at a markup, while the government spends it without limit or restriction. Which I've said is the goal of the Federal Reserve and the financial bankster gangsters of the world anyhow. They need this country to go away as a world power, because we literally are the linchpin and at least the last shiny example of freedom and liberty. No phone calls and letters and emails here. Let me qualify that statement. For what liberty and freedom we have left. That is way too much for globalists, folks. Stiff lot. Damn those Americans walking around thinking they can do whatever they want to do. They're claiming they got rights. And just quit complaining about globalism, damn it. We know what's best. We, after all, are your masters. Doesn't it pay to keep the serfs around? Keep this clown show going for a while longer? No. You're as replaceable as a burned-out light bulb, folks. And they know it. And you know it. Now, this crowds us out of the market for goods and services, further driving up cost to the productive portion of this economy. Who am I talking about? Us. We're the producers. In effect, it's a form of double taxation that's applied before they even collect taxes at every stage of production. And in the off chance we actually turn a profit on any of this stuff, they punitively tax that income as well. But hey, didn't you know? You can now borrow for a new mortgage at the lowest rates in history. You can buy a new car, that's a depreciating asset, for longer term than the life of the car. And you can have it all and have it now. Debt is patriotic. It boosts the GDP. Can I have an Jose, can you see here? Jose? Oh, no. I said Jose, can you see? I didn't say, oh, can you see? Oh, okay. Saving is bad, folks. Very, very bad. It causes recessions. I know this because some self-important, very smart person misread John Maynard Keynes. In short, this system is designed to give to government and its buddies there the outrageous advantage of spending tomorrow's money at yesterday's prices for goods today. Did you get that? Okay. It's kind of like the some do, some pay when due, some pay overdue, and some never do. How do you do? There's another rhetorical question for you. All right. Now, and this is punishing us in every way for daring to save even a penny of our meager earnings. So hostile have they become to savers that they have instituted negative interest rates to further push up the velocity of money, hoping to whip up some of that old-time inflation. Give me that old-time inflation. Give me that old-time inflation. And keep the value of their assets from falling. In a real economy, ladies and gentlemen, saving forms the basis for the pool of investable capital. Now, that savings is deployed at a market rate of interest based on the risk associated with that investment. Now, screwing around with the interest rates distorts the use of available capital. It's capital destructive in the end, as eventually the amount of debt issued supporting the economic activity is greater than the profit generated by that activity. That creates the bust, and in the words of the late Neil Peart, I think that's Peart, P-A-R-L-R-T, yeah, Peart, all those wasted years. Now, because it's time that is stolen from us with this terrible system, and our time is the only truly scarce resource in the world, since none of us get out of here alive. We don't. There's no luggage racks on hearses, folks. You don't get to take a damn thing with you when you go. As I said on yesterday's program, you know, you come into this world a one, and you go out, you're assigned a number. You're one. You're an individual. You're born, you're one, and you go out as a one. And when somebody heard that, they said, no, not me. I'm going out as a 10. No, you can only go out as a one. Because you came into this world and you will leave. But guess what? The Egyptians thought they could take it. Well, we'll prepare for the afterlife. Put all my riches in this hole here and I'll be able to float across the thing and then I'll have all this stuff yet. Now, here's the bottom line. Ultimately, this is all an inflation game. It's a Ponzi scheme. The amount of money going to pay off the debt eventually becomes greater than the next round of debt you can sell to the greater fool. And no amount of money printing can fill the void when the entire edifice begins to collapse. And that's what's happening today. There's no fixing the plumbing of the global financial system at the repo window, nor can lower interest rates help stimulate demand, no matter what President Trump thinks. Now, let me stop and digress again. What was some of the topic matter on the financial shows today? Well, you know, they just didn't know if the Fed, you know, pumping this repo money in there, they didn't know if that would work. So one of the conclusions of the people that were giving advice on the economic outlook of this country going, you know, we probably the best way to do this is the old helicopter Ben Bernanke routine. Just start throwing money out of the old helicopter at everything and everybody. Yeah, that sounds like a plan, doesn't it? Give me more of that broken stuff that don't work, that's broke. I had the opportunity today to tell my banking story. And folks, ever since I've been on air, I've been hot after these interest-bearing buffoons since day one. And I explained the financial system today to somebody at a bank, and they just stopped and looked at me. And I said, you know, it's hard to believe, isn't it? And they didn't even blink. They didn't nod. They didn't speak. They just looked at me kind of bug-eyed. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I said, do you read? Yeah, when I can. Well, I said, I'm going to give you something that's going to change your life forever. If I give you a book, will you promise that you will read it? Absolutely was the reply. I said, good. I'm going to be dropping off a copy of Ed Griffin's book, Creature from Jekyll Island. I said, once you understand the game, I told him, I said, years ago I worked for a Jewish fellow, Gary Lupoloff. I don't even know if this guy is still alive. But Gary was a nice guy. He was Jewish, very nice fellow. Still couldn't change a light bulb. Had to hire somebody to do it. But, you know, hey. And Gary once told me, he said, John, he said, the problem is you people, and that meant anybody else outside of the Jewish circles, he said, you people just don't understand money. You just don't get it. And he was 100% correct. This is before I did radio. It's before I did any of that stuff. And that stuck in my head all those years. And then one day it came ringing back, and it rang in my head loudly and repeatedly. Gary was right. For those who created that system, they know how to use it to their advantage. While the rest of us are just out there stumbling around, trying to go to work, trying to pay bills, trying to get a proper sleep, make sure our kids are okay, that they're... It's called life, living life. And the secret of all this has been quietly kept from him to keep him in that little hamster wheel. Just running until you drop. Don't worry. That burned out light bulb will just replace you with somebody else. another dimwat until they burn out. Then that spot will be filled. Don't worry, we never run out of suckers. I'm sorry, customers. Now, all that can happen now is assets deflate, and into that vortex of deflation they pour endless amounts of new money in the vain hope of filling up the void. Now, what happened this week occurs when one who has saved, Russia, decided it no longer wanted to subsidize those who have borrowed to the hilt. When Russia said no on Friday to cutting production to support asset prices, based on $60 a barrel of oil, they were saying that's enough. Now, I'd like to think of global trade and real goods as the modus operandi here, or base money of the global financial system, the oil trade, in which the modus operandi of that scenario. Now, all of the credit, government debt, corporate debt, stock prices, and the rest are simply credit derivatives, is a fractional reserve banking system of a fundamental trade in goods and services. It's the matrix that they created, is what this is saying. And the value of that monetary base for global trade was just halved in the last 6 weeks, with the price of oil crashing from $70 a barrel, that's Brent crude, by the way, to around $35. Now, we all know what happens when the Fed raises rates and contracts its balance sheets. We get deflation. So why should we be surprised that Russia prompted a reset of all the valuations when they were the ones whose political power is degraded by the world leveraged up on oil price that's too high? The outrageous benefit of this debt-based Ponzi scheme run by the West has morphed into the ultimate punishment tool for those who stand against it. This move will force trillions in debt to be liquidated, prices will adjust down, debtor economies, which are desperate in need of U.S. dollars, just had their energy costs cut in half, making it far easier for real people to get to work, buy food, pay off debt, and build a life for themselves. Those who have saved in real assets like gold just saw their wealth double in real terms over the past few days. Well, yeah and no. That they've been driving it down. I'll disagree with that. But all Russia has to do was look Saudi Arabia Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the eye and say, no. Bin Salman took the bait and cut off what's left of his kingdom in spite of Putin's face. That's what happened. But the news media is not going to report this. Oh, it's something else. Oh, it's the coronavirus. It's the world's demand. And that's why the prices have dropped. Again, not professional, but right to the point. Blow it out your butt. Now, both countries feel comfortable for now with $30 a barrel per oil. Well, yes and no. All the debt the U.S. has issued to enslave the world supporting those assets at higher prices now have to be repriced. Now, Russia, as a net saver, choose deflation as the way forward. The number of dollars you have is irrelevant. It is only what you can buy with that money that gives you, or gives that money, it's not even money, just paper, it gives that paper power. Deflation is the transfer of wealth back from the debtors to savers through the increase in purchasing power of your money and the liquidation of overpriced assets by desperate debtors trying to remain solvent. They're right. This is going to affect the market, but it's going to shake out a lot of shaky people is what's going to happen here. They will not survive this. Yeah, they might take some handouts. What did we see during the last or the initial bailouts? Companies taking money that they didn't last 4 to 6 months after they got their hands on bags full of cash. They couldn't make it. Now, here's the thing. And this is why I want everybody to be prepared on this one. Is this going to be easy? No. Do they want it to be? Uh-uh. Will they if they have to? Yeah, they will. And if the West does what it's likely to do, print to inflate away the debt coupled with massive stimulus spending, which is what I'm expecting for both Christine Lagarde and the ECB and Donald Trump in the U.S. Don't know about that. We'll have to wait till the 17th. Then Russia's clean balance sheet and its prodigious gold reserves will insulate them from the chaos while asset prices deflate. And that's a lesson to all of us. It's time for savers to stand up for themselves. It's time for a little pain to be felt by those who have inflicted it without end for so very long. Deflation is hard, but at this point, it's the hardest on those who have lent the most. And they're the ones screaming for relief today, aren't they? They're the ones bellying up for the repo window in record numbers. And they'll be the ones who will have to sue for peace in the end. I keep reminding you that when you owe the bank $1,000, it's your problem. When you owe the bank a billion dollars, that's the bank's problem. And today, the bank's problems are multiplying like mushrooms in cow crap, folks, after a good rain. We'll break. We'll take your calls, 800-313-9443.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mother Mayhem, God bless the child that's got his own. Let's go to Jim in Brooklyn. Hello, Jim.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Yeah, I always recommend to people to get the Creature from Jekyll Island. And if that's too much to take up your time too much, I just say go on Wikipedia and look up look up Federal Reserve, look up petrodollars, and a fraction reserve currency. Now, I want to say a couple of things real quick. Did you hear today that Mayor de Blasio declared a state of emergency in New York City about 3 hours ago?
Yeah, it's around Rochester.
New York City.
Oh, okay. No, I did not hear that. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was on the radio, all the stations, and the schools are closing and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, but you know what my reaction to that was? I want to go with one of these poster boards and write on it, "Don't panic. Get infected." But that's just a joke. But I want to say something about, you mentioned, you know, we talked about the price of gold. It was up at, you know, like 16, 18 before, and then it's down to like 17. It's down to about 16.51 or something like that, about $110, $120 difference.
Mm-hmm.
$15.61. And I was wondering, you know, you read Zero Hedge, right?
Yep.
So if you noticed over the years, they always talking about the big banks putting out naked shorts. They short the market, they dump the price, and then they buy it up. And I'm thinking that that's what's going on right now. There are a few things could explain it. I think they're getting ready to buy up some more right now. I think that's what it is.
It very well could be. And you know, what I said about the gold and silver, you know, here's the thing. When the market would go down before, what would gold and silver do? It would adjust.
Go up, yeah.
That's exactly right. Now, we just had, what, almost a 9,000-point drop in the Dow Jones. And what has that done to gold and silver?
That's what got me thinking.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. And what do you think that these very banks that are holding on to a lot of this cash, what do every time they drive the prices down? They go buy truckloads of this stuff. And it is such a Ponzi game that they're manipulating the market. They're driving down everything. Gold and silver goes down. They walk in, buy up a crap load of it. So when this readjustment takes place and things get back to normal, gold and silver is going to go back up, and these people have had the funny money to buy it up.
Could I say something around that? Under Vincent Finelli's jurisdiction, as far as, you know, preparedness goes.
Mm-hmm.
You could take a lesson from the Bible when Joseph gave advice to Pharaoh to store up all the food, and then when the famine came, the people needed food. So they gave them all their gold and silver. Then the next year, they gave Pharaoh all their livestock and then their real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And so from the food, Pharaoh got everything.
Yep.
And everybody should take a hint from the Be Prepared with Finale, because
those that do not know history, Jim, are doomed to repeat it over. Wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for your call, sir.
I enjoyed it. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Listening listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Truth, truth.